With the closing of workout facilities and gyms, many people are searching for ways to exercise and still practice social distancing. The Northwoods offers hundreds of miles of biking trails and country roads that make great cycling routes. Jamie Peters, Vice President of the Langlade Area Mountain Bike Association, or LAMBA, describes the types of trails available in eastern Langlade County.
The mountain bike trails that we have are what we call single track riding, designated for mountain bike trails within the Nicolet National Forest and some other public lands and also some private lands.
Nicolet Rocher Trails, which LAMBA manages, is best suited to more experienced riders. The trails wind their way through the boulder-strewn glacial moraines, providing challenges to even the best riders.
Rocher is the French term for rock, because there are a lot of beautiful boulders on that trail.
Other somewhat less challenging mountain bike trails are at the Jack Lake Campground, north of Anagul, just off Highway 45. These trails normally are ready for use around May 1st, but Peters notes that mountain bike trails should never be used when muddy, as it does ruin the trail for others. But if the trails are unavailable, there are many other biking options.
The beautiful part about Langlade County is that there are so many public roads that are off the main highway. You've got the Crocker Hills area, which is county land, and also some timber company property. There's many lanes within the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest that are very appropriate for riding.
Mitch Mode, owner of Mel's Trading Post in Rhinelander, notes the diverse riding options also available in Oneida County.
Biking in the area is pretty broad-based. There's really something for everybody if they want to ride a bike.
According to the DNR's Missy Van Landit, one of the most popular trails in the region is the Bearskin State Trail.
The Bearskin is about 22 miles long, and it's the former Wisconsin Valley Line Railroad, and it runs between Minocqua and the county line. Really popular with cyclists and hikers and runners in the summer. Interestingly enough, there's actually 16 trestles or bridges along that trail.
If other exercise options are not currently available to you, and you are thinking about pulling down that bike that has been hanging in the garage for years, Mitch Mode has some ideas about how to get it ready.
Get the bike down, probably get some air in the tires and kick the dust off the bike. And having said that, once they've got that, they may be well advised to get a tune-up done on the bike, make sure the brakes are good, make sure it's shifting okay, make sure the tires are holding air. If it needs a tune-up, we can look at it. Any other bike shop in the area can do the same.
All bike shops are designated as essential business, so they may be open. Most bike shops in the region, however, are not fully open but are offering bike tune-ups.
People call up, let us know when they're going to be downtown. We open the doors to them, get the bike in, disinfect it so that nobody has to be concerned on that end.
The biking industry has offered some guidance regarding biking in our era of social distancing.
I think it's important to try to keep physical distance on the bike. I think it's important that you don't ride immediately behind the person in front of you.
That would include drafting, which is popular among road bikers. Mode recommends that such a practice be temporarily discontinued. Van Landit offers biking advice when using the state trails.
You know, we're just asking people to follow those guidelines and to practice social distancing and to stay within your communities and to pick up after yourselves and your pets. And that's the way that we're going to be able to keep all of the rest of the trails and the state parks and forests open. And, you know, that was the primary reasons why we had to close the properties in the south, and we really want to be able to keep the ones in the rest of the state open.
Another advantage right now is that you can ride the state trails without a trail pass. So if you live in the region, you are encouraged to use the trails and get the physical and psychological benefits of exercising in the fresh air. Mode explains.
It's good exercise. It feels good. You get fresh air in your face and come back feeling tired in a good way that these days is not a bad thing.
Peters especially appreciates the mental benefits of riding.
For me personally, I find that it really helps me to get out in the fresh air and ride and get away from the feeling of, oh, we have to be confined.
For information about Northwoods Trails, visit WXPR.org. For WXPR News, this is Jim Skibo.